The residents of Point Baker and Port Protection are asking you to join our voices in opposition to the latest Sea Alaska Lands Bill, S-340.
This is the fourth time Sea Alaska Corporation has attempted to pass special interest legislation.
We have opposed this legislation for 6 years, along with people across the political spectrum, including residents of 9 affected communities.
Our immediate concern is what will become of nearby Calder Bay. Sea Alaska would gain ownership of the entire Calder Creek watershed. Whatever happens there will directly affect us. Our communities have tried to protect as much of this critically important deer migration corridor as possible.
And some of the highest volume old growth left on the north end of Prince Wales Island is in Calder Bay. Sea Alaska will most assuredly clear-cut every last bit of it, leaving the entire watershed bare with inadequate protection to the streams.
More degraded wild salmon habitat will just add to the gradual decline of our wild stocks.
More road access with the associated hunters and the resulting second growth will not fill the freezers.
Leaving the habitat intact is our investment for our future.
Those of us who realize the impacts of what will be lost must speak out.
We have written letters to senators, testified at hearings, and traveled to Washington, D.C. to voice our concerns. Despite our opposition and the opposition of so many others, Sea Alaska and our congressmen continue to push this legislation.
We're expected to be satisfied with the compromises, but why would we support any compromise when we and you only stand to lose?
Now the corporation wants to exchange the land from their designated areas to areas around our towns.
The remaining land that Sea Alaska was authorized to select under the terms of ANCSA is available to them now.
In fact, Sea Alaska has requested these lands, which are in the boxes, in a 2008 letter to the BLM. All that is necessary is for the BLM to finalize that request.
Let us get on with our lives. Residents of North Prince of Wales Island have spent decades investing in our own little world here for the very reasons that this was to be public land.
We value its remoteness, its wildness, its beauty, its abundant resources, whether fish, game, or timber.
We have always had a voice because the National Forest land is ours and yours. It is and should remain public land.
We never considered our investments and our way of life could be threatened.
If there are places in the Tongass that you care deeply about, then you will understand why we are asking you to help us retain a voice in protecting these special places.